This goes to Dr. Helder, H-E-L-D-E-R, fax 616-754-3828. Regarding Eugene, it's E-U-G-E-N-E Sinclair. Date of birth 10/29 of 1963. Dear Dr. Helder, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Sinclair with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and coronary artery disease. His last visit was January 8th of this year. He has lost 7 pounds over the last 6 months, and he is following his diabetic diet very faithfully. He did have one episode of severe dizziness with nausea without vomiting right around supper time recently. The episode passed spontaneously and has not reoccurred, but he's not sure what caused it and why those symptoms occurred. He will contact you if that happens again for further evaluation, but it appears to have been an isolated episode of unknown etiology. He states that blood sugars are well controlled currently, and he still does quite a bit of farm work. He does have chronic back pain and has several medications, including narcotic medications, in order to that are used to treat that. Morphine and naloxone is also prescribed in case morphine is too strong. But he does try to regularly take that. And he denies any kind of chest pain, dyspnea, or palpitations, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no edema or claudication symptoms. Medications, I want to highlight the RANOLAZINE. He takes 1,000 milligram twice a day. And Zetia is 10 milligram daily. Lasix, 40 milligram daily for edema control. Flomax, 0.4 milligram once daily. Spironolactone is 25 milligram once a day. And other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 242 pounds, pulse 65, blood pressure is 142 over 82. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Heart is regular. Lungs are clear. No rales, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites. He has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done June 24th of 2024. Creatinine is slightly higher than previous. It's 1.97 with estimated GFR of 38. However, he has had a level as high as 1.9 in the past prior to December of 23. So the although higher, it is fluctuating. Previous levels, just previous to this level, were 1.87 and 1.57. Sodium, 138. Potassium, 4.6. Carbon dioxide, 23. Calcium, 8.9. Albumin, 4.0. Phosphorus is 3.8. Hemoglobin is 11.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. His previous hemoglobin was 10.9, and he has been taking iron 325 milligram once a day. So we've asked him to continue the iron supplementation at this time. Assessment and plan. One, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating creatinine levels. We've asked the patient to continue having lab studies done every 3 months. So the next labs will be in Lex Labs will be in September of 24, then December of 24, then March of 25, then June of 25. And a new lab order was provided for the patient and was also faxed to the Greenville Hospital. Two, hypertension, currently near to goal. Currently, we've asked him to avoid sodium in the diet and to continue his diabetic diet. 3, diabetic nephropathy. And 4, coronary artery disease without exacerbation. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.